This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I think I'm mostly just going to keep this episode just natural, man.
Natural?
I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, because I'm not going to lie. You take
uncut.
That so...
What?
Yep. Uncut. Uh-huh.
We ain't cutting nothing.
Yeah. Have you ever had Black Magic cheese. Raw? Pretty tight.
Huh?
Tuco, you can't just name cameras and...
Oh, never mind.
Like, think that's just not that's a camera.
That's not a... Huh?
What are you trying to say?
Well, we have six cups and there's four of us. One's going to be for Chester.
What's the other one for?
I don't freaking know. His wife.
Chester's
what,
a
Chester
wife?
Has a wife?
Yo, what if... What if the noises we hear...
Are they big?
Wasn't gonna go exactly there.
Arguing?
Yeah, dude. What if we have a domestic abuse case on our hands?
Dude, what if it's like, what if Chester's wife's like, wash the dishes? He kicked the trash can.
Yeah, he kicked the trash can. She always makes me do the dishes.
Do the dishes. It was not my dishes.
For real, those aren't my dishes.
Those are my dishes. Those are the living. I ain't tripping about my pimping.
Huh?
Dude, you know what? Being a ghost and roasting people, would, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you were a ghost and you were trying to roast somebody, they wouldn't hear you.
If you're if a rooster dies, it becomes a ghost. Is it a roaster?
Yeah, where did you get that one from? Did you get that somewhere else?
No, would it be a roast? Is it a general question?
If you roast someone as a ghost, isn't that like still talking behind their back?
Okay. Respect.
Makes you think.
It can make you think.
True that.
Just like this wonderful time of the year with no snow on the ground.
Dude.
And inversion. That nasty air. How much did it rain today where you were at?
Not that much.
Really?
It didn't rain that much. I was in Midvale. Oh, holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Da 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 do bo bo do bo.
Happy holidays.
For you.
Nice.
Hey, dun, 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 dun,
the hats. Dun, it's not Christmas without the hats. And guess who's wearing his the right way this year?
Aha.
I double checked this time.
Aha. Oh, maybe I'm wearing mine the wrong way. Psych, there's nothing.
Yours kind of looks like the homeless hat.
Dang.
Wow.
That I didn't mean like that. I didn't mean,
the
I didn't
disrespect.
Mean, take it all disrespect.
Where did you get the hat? You just had it?
Amazon, bruh.
Oh, it. For real?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess it's just different than these ones.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
It's like from the Bad Santa movie.
Is it?
Bad Santa movie?
I think it was called Bad Santa.
It's talking about... Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Who's he talking about?
It's Bad Santa.
Yeah. It's a movie called Bad Santa.
What a bad guy, Santa. Man.
There's two of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
There's a midget in there, too.
Yeah, yes, the midget.
I feel
that
like
midget showed up in Jingle All the Way, I think.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Jingle All the Way.
I feel like midgets and Santa just go together perfectly.
Yeah. Especially elves. Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Really, was he that bad?
He was very naughty.
Yeah. Not nice.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, do we have a timer? anyways.
Right.
That's all right. I'll start right now. Just look at whatever the audio recording is.
I can see it, kind of.
What time?
Light shines brighter like never before.
So, Tupo, I have a question.
Welcome back, everybody, to...
I have a question for you. Sorry.
Christmas. What's up?
So, how many pairs of glasses do you have?
20.
Five?
I thought it's like seven. Yeah, five?
Five.
Okay, so that's not counting the sunglasses?
Oh, I lost those.
No, like sunglasses in general.
Wait, you know, your prescription sunglasses, you lost them?
I lost them.
At work?
No.
Somewhere.
They lost.
He lost his watch, too.
Yeah, I cannot find my watch.
The watch, too.
Yeah, since, watch. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, but my question is, like, okay, since you've had it for a few months now, right? Mm-hmm. How often do you, like, rotate through those glasses?
I usually just wear these.
I know, that's why I'm asking. I always see you wear those, but, what about the other ones? You not like them? Or?
No.
Chester's here.
Oh, my goodness.
Merry Christmas, Chester.
Oh, my Lanta. You are my woman.
Dude, the poor vent is naked now.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, y'all want some, celebrate the tis the season. We're going to
celebrate tis the season.
I thought you were going to say celebrate tism. Tism.
I thought I was celebrate the tism. Shout out to
We should always celebrate the tism, man. That's some special special stuff right there.
We got some.
Everybody has it.
Literally.
We got some sparkling blush right here.
What's in sparkling blush?
Oh, freaking no.
Blush.
Juice from U.S. grown fresh apples and cherries concentrate. It's our family has been crafting premium apple juice products since 1860.
I didn't ask for a backstory. I wanted to know what like flavor.
Ingredients:
apple.
Carbonated
apple
juice,
cider.
U.S. grown fresh apples, filtered water, cherry juice, concentrated.
Wait, cherry juice or cherry
juice,
comma juice.
Cherry juice.
Cherry juice.
There's a comma somewhere. Concentrate, vitamin C added to. Maintain.
Okay. Color. Okay.
No chemicals.
Let's pour it up.
Okay. Y'all want some?
Shot. Everybody.
Okay. So. All
right. Go ahead. Keep talking.
What's your I want to know. Your favorite. So like, my parents got that big tin thing that's got cookies and other stuff in it, right? You know what I'm talking about? That you get on the holidays.
The sewing kit,
the blue one.
Yeah, the sewing kit thing. No, it wasn't blue. It was a different
red.
One.
It was blue and red.
No.
What'd you say?
Remember last year.
Oh. So there's like special like holiday or seasonal desserts. What's your favorite out of the seasonal stuff?
There's seasonal desserts?
Interesting. Pumpkin pie.
Interesting.
I thought that was for Thanksgiving. And
you have it on Christmas too?
Yeah.
True.
Apple pie.
Eggnog. What y'all thought about eggnog?
I love it.
Really?
Not a fan.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of eggnog.
I'll take some. I like it a little bit, but not a lot.
The eggnog ice cream surprisingly hits.
Okay,
eggnog
right.
Ice cream slaps.
Eggnog ice cream is really good, actually.
Never tried it.
You try it.
Where can we get some?
Walmart.
We should get some. You can try it. Eggnog ice cream. That stuff does slap.
So good.
Just don't want another blizzard of it.
No one eats fruitcake unless you're old.
Oh yeah.
Only old people eat fruitcake.
My dad loves fruitcake. Exactly. He's the only one in the family that does, too.
Your dad old?
Yeah, he's old.
You didn't see my shrug?
He's aged well. No, but we should get some. I do have to
Oh!
Damn, I didn't know you were cool like that. I'm so glad we got that on camera.
Well, I got the first taste.
Oh my
I saw
gosh.
It coming a mile away,
really?
Too. That's why I backed away a little bit.
I'm dead. Yo, that's... This is better than last year's. Dude, well, you still got some on the couch, I bet.
Because all he did was poke a hole on the...
Wait, why did you poke a hole?
I was trying to open it.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you accidentally poked a hole?
He thought it was like the opener,
the
but
can opener,
it went through the cap.
Tupo's... Martinelli just blew up. Is that on your finger?
It's your contact.
Oh, you still have it?
It's not.
It was right here.
Oh. Dang, will you put your mouth? Oh, the thing was on. You should be good.
Yeah. There you go. That was the right one.
Oh, really?
I, as messy as it is, I'm so glad that happened again. Yeah. I feel like
it's not on the couch this time.
It's just
all
over
me.
Yeah, dude, it's on your arm.
Pause.
Bro.
Pause.
Oh, the poor plosives.
Yeah. Holy cow.
So did you how much of that did you put in your mouth? Did you suck it? Or did you just let it spray? I'm sorry.
Part two, baby.
I didn't mean it like that.
Merry Christmas, oh, y'all. Merry Christmas,
yo,
y'all.
I did say something kind of suspect last year.
Yeah, you did. I won't say it again. But maybe for the real, we'll throw a clip right here.
Huh?
Just hand it to someone.
Wait, no, I'm curious. Did you shove it into your mouth or did you just let it spray into your mouth?
No, I did spray it in your mouth.
I want to
know.
Can you show me? Wait, is that the word?
We're going to replay it.
Yeah.
dude, replay that in slow-mo.
Yeah, do that replay.
Watch this one.
Put it in slow-mo. Watch
this one.
Nice.
Oh, thank you. I forgot how small these were. I don't do shots at regular.
You have the bigger ones.
No, that's all right.
Wait, is this just normal?
It's blush.
Apple cider, so yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's
like normal.
Just
because
it has a fancy name doesn't mean it's different.
It's a blush.
That's what it says right here.
Mmm. I can taste the blushes.
Yeah, dude, I'm blushing a little bit.
Yeah.
My face probably matches that.
I think
hat.
It was from the way how it's sprayed in.
It got me a little excited when it hit you in the face.
My load.
My load.
Yeah. I thought that's what he said.
Oh,
Paulie's getting made fun of.
Por arriba, por abajo, al centro.
Cheers, mate.
Boy, away.
Cheers, cheers.
Sorry, what was your question about desserts?
Gracious.
Are there seasonal desserts?
Yeah. Wait. Did you do that?
Do what?
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What? I don't know what my question was.
The dessert. Like,
oh.
The seasonal.
Yeah. What is? What's the best? What's top tier? I want to know. Because I feel like there's things that are just you don't see. I don't think about some of these things until it's Christmas and I see it on my counter.
Yeah. Pumpkin. I mean, not well. Yeah. Pumpkin pie is good.
Pumpkin slap.
Pecan pie is good. Jello salad is good.
Jello salad?
Yeah.
That's a regular
one my
thing
grandma
in my
makes.
Culture.
I mean, my mom makes.
We have that and everything.
When Mrs. she brought it out, I was like, what is this? You're like, it's my culture. I was like, okay.
I was like, this is my culture.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here, let me get some.
Here you go. Yeah. Eggnog, though, I always look forward to eggnog.
Eggnog. Ooh,
do you just buy from the store?
Yeah. Mm. Nah, I know a guy.
Scary, just
Walmart. My uncle Walmart.
Yeah, my uncle Walmart.
His brother Smith's pretty tight.
Brother Smith.
Oh, gross. Your pants?
Probably your hat. Probably your hat.
What are you looking forward to for this holiday, bro? What are we looking forward to?
Looking forward to?
Like, cause Christmas is literally.
Honestly,
in a few days.
Relaxing.
I am with you on that.
Right? Just relaxing, bro.
Just
honestly.
Doing nothing.
I know what Josh has decided for.
I'll be in Arizona this year. Away from the cold.
No spoilers, but.
Spoilers. Shut up.
Right
shut
here.
Up.
Boom,
shut
boom,
up.
Boom,
shut
boom,
up.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Boom, 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 boom. This was happening right here.
It's just one picture.
No, it says
one picture that pops up everywhere.
No, it says your computer has a virus now.
Boom. Oh, I'll send you. I'll send you the video that I have of him.
Of who?
Anyway,
no, you can screenshot it.
Of
boom,
Josh?
Boom, 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 boom.
Huh?
Wait, of Josh?
What's he, what he is excited for? For Christmas. Just kidding. The new year.
Neither do I. He's in his own
episode. Bull! Y'all, don't lie to me.
No, I'm serious. You lost
me. Obviously, this guy's drunk now. No, <just kidding.
laughs> You only have three Martinelli shots.
With that being said, hand me the Martinelli.
But yeah.
Passing the bottle.
That's me.
Do what you gotta do. Bro, chilling, well, Josh, AZ. This is your first Christmas, which, you know, with a special somebody.
With your significant other.
It's kind of wild.
So, you gonna kiss under the mistletoe?
If we can find one. If not, I'll kiss hang anyone. Up some toasters.
How do you, yeah, dude, where, okay, so where do you find mistletoes?
I honestly don't know. Like, I only find them in movies.
That's a good
question. I don't think I've ever seen a real mistletoe.
One. I don't know where to find them.
Yeah. Let me see.
What is a room?
Where can you find a real mistletoe?
Pause.
The most commonly find mistletoe in apple, hawthorn, poplar, lime, rowan, willow, and conifer trees.
Wait, so a mistletoe is just could be from any tree?
From those trees as well.
Conifer trees?
Oh, just those selection of trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got everywhere.
So you could theoretically just probably go pick one off someone's yard.
Probably.
Trespassing.
Dude.
We'll see. But do they have mistletoes in Arizona?
They probably got the fake ones. You probably go to Walmart and buy one.
Just go to a coconut tree.
Palm trees in Arizona?
Yeah, palm tree.
Yeah.
Count that as a mistletoe.
Palm trees in St. George.
Yeah, I was about to say, they got
so
palm trees.
Cool.
That's true.
You lived in St. George.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, all right.
You're going to kiss her under the mistletoe, bro.
Yeah. And I'm gonna kiss her on New
kiss
Year's,
the mistletoe.
Bro. Oh, New Year's
kiss. Never had one of those.
Bro?
Yeah.
I was always busy. I don't think I ever did anything.
The only kiss I got was from my mama and my grandma.
Hey, that's a good kiss, man.
Adorable. Yeah.
That's the kind you want, man.
Yeah. Love you, mom. Yeah. Tubo? Oh, wait. Y'all said chilling. All
right. Yeah, I kind of. That's like the only thing I'm really like.
For Christmas, bro. What are we doing?
Do you guys feel the same way, right? Because we've been super busy. Do you feel
nothing
like
I'm good.
Do you feel like we have been so busy, just not only as a group but individually, that it's been hard to like quote feel the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, dude, I've been busy since I think end of October. I feel like
been
just
going,
in, like
going.
My personal life. Finishing up school and then everything that was coming up. And then with work, with the holidays. I feel like I've just been all over the place this last
2 months and a half.
That's why November felt so long. You know, Michelle and I were talking about, like, the fact that we're going to hit 7 months tomorrow. And 2 days ago, we were talking about how it felt like a month and a half or 2 months have already passed, but it's only been one. November just felt very, very long.
Dang. Yeah, you have. Yeah. I feel like I've been really busy. I'm sorry. I got distracted low key. I poured it twice.
Did it spill?
It almost did both times.
Oh.
It flirted with the edge. As Lady Gaga would say. Is it Lady Gaga?
I'm on the edge.
Yeah.
Of glory.
The spark.
Copyright.
Was.
It's not copyright if you sing it.
I'm on the edge of glory.
In the wrong key.
And I'm hanging in a moment with us four.
That doesn't make sense. I like how we say just kidding after everything.
I said just kidding because I was kidding.
That's crazy, bro. I'm missing the Christmas spirit, to be honest.
Same.
Real.
I just don't feel like Christmas.
I just feel like since there's no snow outside, for some reason that helps. For me, when there's like snow outside, helps like that spirit, Christmas spirit a little.
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
So okay, dude, I have a question, real quick.
Huh?
Again, I heard it somewhere. I can't remember where. What defines a white Christmas? Is it snow? Is
America.
It when? It's, is it when? Shut up. Is it when?
You like that?
That was quick. Respect. Is it when it snows on Christmas?
Yes.
Or
when
there's already snow.
The first one.
It has snow on Christmas?
I think both. Snow on the ground is all covered in white and it's snowing.
Yeah. Snow on the ground is all covered in white?
Yeah, like it's all white on the ground.
Okay. A Christmas during which there is snow on the ground.
And dude,
it's snowing.
From where? Where did you find that?
Google?
This is Google or Wikipedia?
This is what I think.
What?
For me personally, Christmas Day doesn't really feel like Christmas in its entirety. I feel like Christmas Eve feels like Christmas.
That's true, because it's the night of.
Yeah. That's where the excitement and anticipation always took place, was the night before. And then you wake up, and it continues into the morning, but then the rest of the day, I was just kind of...
chill.
It's just chill, you know?
Yeah.
I think for me, it's the opposite. Because, I mean, granted, day of, it's chill. But I think, because for my family, we always throw parties beforehand. So there's a lot going on, so I'm more focused on that rather than... the actual holiday. So then when Christmas Day happens, then I feel like just chilling with the family.
Yeah. Hey, pass me that.
Does Christmas feel like Christmas as you were...
No.
Yes.
Feel like how Christmas was growing up nowadays?
No.
Not really. It's different.
Yeah.
Right?
right?
Why are you so surprised?
That magic.
Yeah.
I feel like you just missed that magic because... grow up and
to a degree. I mean, I think you understand, like, okay, so for example, sorry, I'm like,
don't
really concentrating.
Please stop. Whoa.
I am getting masterful at pouring shots.
knock on wood.
Knock on any wood. No, but like, this is why I think it changes too. As a kid, you're always looking forward to the presents.
Yeah.
And as an adult, you do too. But at the same time, as an adult, for me personally, I look forward more to, like, quality time with people more than I do, like, presents.
Dude, as a kid, I would just look forward to not having school. Like, winter break. I was ready for that.
That's true, too.
I was ready for that.
But I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I've asked for something for Christmas. Like, my parents stopped asking me what I want. I think Michelle asked me what I want for Christmas. I was like, nothing. I honestly don't really think about that.
Yeah.
It's just...
I think when we get to a certain age where you can just, like, buy your own stuff is where it stops.
Yeah.
Like, you have a job now.
Well, my parents asked me a few weeks ago, like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, I don't really know.
Like, give me clothes.
Like,
give me socks.
Yeah, I need clothes and stuff.
I always somehow lose one sock.
But that's the thing, man. This is what I think. I feel like gifts. Like, so my parents asked me, like, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, I'm trying to figure it out, whatever. And then they were like, shut up, dude. And then I had a feeling someone was gonna do something. You lost me all. You got me all messed up.
Jimble jam.
But no, my dad's like, well, what do you need? And I was like, well, if I just have you get me like deodorant and stuff, it's like not a gift. I could just buy that myself because that's a necessity. So I'm like, where's the line between like wants and necessities and what should be a gift and what shouldn't? You know what I mean? Because then it's like, oh, like, you know, your mom wants like a mixer. An appliance, right? It's something that they could be very useful. Like, it's probably a necessity, but at the same time, she wants it. You know, so that would be a good gift. But then it's like, oh, bro, I need some socks. And then you get socks for Christmas. It's like,
yes!
You know, I don't know. It's just interesting.
Dude, like, for Christmas, have you ever got socks for Christmas? Like, as a kid? And you're like, this present sucks. But now, like, when you grow up, you're like, hey, this comes in clutch.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Want me to open up the next one?
That's not even New Year's, bro. You have to wait till next week. Oh, we're doing two?
Well, I figured if there were two flavors, we could try the two flavors.
Yeah. You know, since last year we only had two, this year we have four.
Next year we'll have six.
And then the year after that?
We each just get a bottle. Of what the favorite ones we like.
We each get two bottles.
Now let's talk about our Christmas song so we can wrap this up.
Oh yeah.
We gotta go.
Hey.
All right, Christmas song. There's not too much to talk about, really, but
it's just an instrumental.
It's just an instrumental. There's no vocals.
Hope you enjoyed it.
It's a lo-fi beat.
It's really nice.
And if you wonder why, to be completely transparent, we just kind of just
ran out of time.
Yeah.
It's not really just time. It's because we couldn't.
It was hard to.
We couldn't figure out what to. Because our original Christmas song idea did not fit with what was being made, and I personally couldn't come up with anything for jazzy type chords.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Why you shake them before you open them?
I didn't.
Use the other one.
No, the other
one. The lower one. There you go. No, we're gonna watch.
No, I'm really entertained by what you're doing.
Yeah, the Christmas song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was hard to write and stuff to it. If we had more time, I think we could have pulled it off. That's what good. So.
Did you put them in the fridge before? Or were they in the cupboard?
I thought the Christmas song was pretty nice, to be honest.
It's relaxing.
It's very.
Yeah.
We just turned in a lo-fi. It's
just a vibey. It's just kind of vibey. Beat.
Yeah. Dude, the fact that you almost dipped the microphone into the Martinelli earlier.
I know. I heard you.
Yeah, you ain't gonna let that slide.
I didn't do it.
It was so close. I didn't do it, though. You would have dropped
it
in there, bro.
Did I do it?
I got that mic from a random dude on my mission.
You got it from...
I did. I met him once. I knew him for, I knew him for about 3 minutes, and he gave me that mic because I told him I make music.
you want a mic? You're like, sure.
Yeah, basically.
Why not?
That's nice. No, but what y'all's thoughts on the Christmas music? Nice, fun,
fun, vibey. Go listen to it.
Stop!
Tis the season, baby.
Yep.
Why? Aren't
those the kind of mics that you put like on instruments?
Instruments and choirs.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Are you kidding me, bro?
Oh yeah. Sorry, the rest of this Christmas part is just you trying to.
Just go to the kitchen and open it, bro. You're not even using the mic anyways. Really.
Yeah, you're right.
Just go grab the bowl.
Keep talking. Go ahead, y'all. I'm going to fix this.
Grab a bowl, put it here.
I just want it to explode again.
My white shirt.
That means we've had three explosions on the podcast.
For real?
Yeah, one from last year when we were dripping everywhere, this one, and when Josh did a spit take back in season one.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't on camera.
Oh, that wasn't on camera?
Nah. That was when we were setting up.
I'm dead.
Well, it's just two, I guess. And the funny part is, it's 1 year apart.
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas, baby! Ah, it didn't explode. Right when I got to the sink, it popped off like it was nothing.
The way he wants
to drop
drop it like it's hot.
Can I just say, dude, the way you walked through?
It's very NPC like.
I didn't know your body could bend like that. You could throw it back.
You know. Something like.
Just another day.
But yeah, hey, what's y'all's favorite Christmas movie?
I guess.
You say favorite Christmas music?
Yeah, yours, Coco.
No, it's not even Christmas. You racist. He's like,
oh, that's not even the wrong that's like the wrong holiday too.
Yeah, bro.
No, he meant
it's
hot
Dia
cocoa.
De los Muertos.
My bad. I heard cocoa.
Oh, hot chocolate slide.
Yeah.
What is
my favorite snowing outside?
Dude, Home Alone's the classic.
Home Alone is classic. Have y'all seen Christmas Vacation?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
I've seen it for the first time this year.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
Is it your favorite?
Mm. My favorite. I love Home Alone. This is a movie we watched every year.
Well, Chester's out here.
Yeah, what
fun
was
too.
That?
It was me.
Josh kicked it. Dude, have you guys seen It's a Wonderful Life?
No.
No.
Have you ever seen A Christmas Story?
No.
Yeah.
Tony, what Christmas movie have you seen?
Home Alone.
It's perfect.
Damn. That was messed up.
Really, Josh? Really?
Low blow, too.
Really, Josh? You're going to go there?
You're the one that made the joke.
Hey, yo.
It
hey,
is
hey.
What it is, though.
Dude, a Christmas Carol.
Is it when that little boy asked for, like, shoes?
That's Christmas.
Have you guys
shoes.
Seen Mistletoe?
Never mind.
Dude, A Christmas Carol is with Scrooge.
Oh.
Never seen it.
The Jim Scrooge Carrey guy. One is really good. I like that one.
Is that the animated?
Yeah. The 3D motion
yeah,
capture.
That one.
That one's tight.
That one's dope.
I've seen a movie called The Mistletoes.
Mistletoes.
Yeah, it was about music, like performance for Christmas.
Music.
I forgot nice. What. I gathered that from the title.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Toy Story 2 is my
I
favorite
can't remember
Christmas
any of it, not going to lie.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul.
You say Toy Story 2?
That tasted so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks, bro.
It's not real. Yeah. I just said it because of that one scene. Oh, wait, that was the first one. Never mind.
I thought we were all going to take shots. But
the Grinch. How the Grinch stole Christmas.
Oh, the Grinch. Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
How about the animated version? You like that one?
That one's actually pretty good.
It's not bad. I really did enjoy it.
I enjoyed that one.
I enjoyed that one, too.
I could have done without the big deer or whatever.
I just stand at the bottom.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I could have done without that because I felt like they were just repasting what they did with Secret Life of Pets. But besides that movie was really good. Very interesting take.
Which one's this one? Apple Cranberry?
Mm-hmm. Apple Cranberry.
This is like nerve-wracking. And the fact that I haven't spilled yet. Is
wait, you only seen one Christmas movie, Tony.
Oh, I just said.
You said it was a joke.
Oh, yeah, Mistletoe.
Home Alone. They have to rhyme.
Choir.
Santa's home.
Bad Santa.
You say Bad Santa?
Oh, whoa. The aftertaste was kind of wild right there.
All right, anything else Christmas related?
Nah, you know what? It's time to wrap it up.
Whoa, I feel it.
Yeah, you felt that?
I can feel the berry in the crayons.
I can crayon my berries.
I can bury my crayons.
I was like, why is it wet and sticky?
Yeah, you remember the thing we were watching?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our heart.
Good night.
Feliz Navidad.
Da 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 da.
Feliz Navidad.
Da 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 da.
Feliz Navidad.
Mamá, mamá, mamá.
Los espero
año.
Agua, 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 agua.
I'm living with a bunch of racists.
Necesito agua.
Tacos, taco, taco, burrito.
Coconuts.
Necesito martinelli.
That means on to the next
holiday.
See you next week.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Love
Merry
y'all.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and all that mugs.
All that mugs.
All right, y'all.
I'll do my yoga.
Don't get mugged.
Don't get mugged.
Don't get mugged.